Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to BOLLandBranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hello, my name is Justin Hamilton, and welcome to Big Squid. On today's Chitter Chatter episode, Adam Richard is back to discuss Eleanor of Aquitaine. Start your week with some Chitter Chatter. Last year, one of the most exciting aspects of the Big Squid podcast was the Chitter Chatter segment that was alternated between Bride and Coverdale and the fabulous Adam Richard. Adam's already been back for our first episode of 2023 talking about sharks. And what do you have to start off the week this time, Adam?
I want to talk about Eleanor of Aquitaine. She was the 12th century queen of France and England, separately, not at the same time. She married the king of France. They only had daughters, and he's like, "You're not being a good wife." And she's like, "Well, maybe if you weren't so pious and actually had a crack, there might be more kids." So they had their relationship was annulled because they were too closely related.
Oh, that's disappointing.
So then she married King Henry of England, who she was even more closely related to, but that's fine. And their kids became kings of England. Richard the Lionheart was one of her sons.
Oh, right, yep.
As was King John, who was responsible for Magna Carta. And she was regent for a while, like basically ruling England while Richard was off in the Crusades and things like that. But what I wanted to talk about is, like, her life is amazing. Like, she lived to be 80 years old, like in like 1205 or something ridiculous. Like, she lived quite a full life. And amazing portrayal on screen by Catherine Hepburn in The Lion in Winter.
Oh,
like one
right.
of my favorite yep. films. Which has, I'm pretty sure, I'm not reading things into it, but I'm pretty sure Anthony Hopkins and Timothy Dalton. Anthony Hopkins plays Richard and yeah. Timothy Dalton is the son of her ex-husband in France.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's kind of implied that they have had a thing.
Yes, right.
Anyway.
And this is also Peter O'Toole, isn't it?
Peter O'Toole plays Henry, yeah.
Yes.
He's who's having it away with someone else. And because Eleanor of Aquitaine was in prison for about 16 years for trying to start a rebellion against her husband with one of her sons, Geoffrey.
Right.
It's quite a tortured family. But she grew up in the south of France. Aquitaine was France was a smaller country back then. Aquitaine was its own kind of country. It was huge, big area. And in the south of France, where it's beautifully warm and, you know, gorgeous. But Paris, where the king was in the north, and Chile. And she was not fond of the cold. So she's responsible for the adoption of indoor fireplaces. She had them built in all of her palaces and all of her places where she lived. Like, one of her dining rooms has 3 indoor fireplaces. And this was at a time back in the 12th century where people would just light a fire in the middle of the room.
Right.
The place would get choked, like choked with smoke, and or they just have no roofs on the things. And she's like, no, no, I need roofs and I need fire, but I don't want the smoke. And so, yeah, she invested heavily in the open fireplace. So that kind of proliferated because of King Richard the Lionheart's mum didn't want to be chilly in the north.
Right. Wow. That's it's kind of mind-blowing, because that feels like something that we should have been ahead of the curve on that.
Yeah, I know. But, yeah, no, like chimneys were a new invention. That was like, what?
Right.
Suck the smoke up through the roof? Really? That's a thing?
And so obviously it also started off as a rich person's thing.
Oh, yeah. The poor were still setting fire to the lounge room. Right.
Far out. That's really fascinating. And and I'm guessing people probably were like dropping dead at like 22 of old age. Yeah.
The fact that she lived to 80 is berserk, like in the 11th century, the 12th century, sorry. Like she, like I think she would have been close to 80 when she went over the Pyrenees, like into Spain to pick up one of her many grandchildren and drag her back and marry her off to the Dauphin.
Right.
In France. Like she was forever marrying people up and like trying to get different families to, you know, form alliances and things. One of the worst stories about her is when she was very, like, you know, towards the end of her life. Like she went to live in like this it's called Fontevraud. It's where her tomb is hers and Richard's and Henry's tombs are all there. Her tomb, by the way, is thought to be one of the earliest depictions in Western art of a woman reading a book.
Oh, right.
I mean, it's probably a Bible, but she's reading. Like, yes. Women weren't really thought to have been big readers, but she was always reading. She was always writing letters and stuff. But, yeah, so she went, there was a family who were siding with the French against the English, and she, because her son, King John, was going to marry one of their daughters and then was like, nah, I'm going to marry some other woman with the exact same name instead. And so they were feeling slighted. So they joined up with the English, and her grandson had sided with the French as well, because he'd been raised by them pretty much. And so she'd gone, she was touring through all of her dominions going, no, 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 John's fine. You know, everything's good. Please stay on our side. And she got bailed up in this castle in a town called Mirabeau. And her grandson was kind of leading the charge with this family who'd felt slighted and the forces of the French. And so she kind of sneakily sent word to King John, and he turned up with all of his armies, got her out of there, and then her grandson was never seen again.
Right. Wow.
You're like, whoo, that is a bold move, Nan.
Yeah, wow. The lengths that people will go to save a little bit of money at Christmas, right? Right, that is great. Thank you, Adam. Where can people find you during the week?
You can find me on the Twitter, or I'd have my daily Doctor Who podcast, Adam Richard Has a Theory, where things like this turn up. Like one day I was talking about Doctor Who, and for some reason ended up rabbiting on about the plebiscite to change the Australian National Anthem in the 70s. You know.
You never know. You never know where a tangent's going to take
you. Never know.
Thank you, Adam. Thank you to Adam for joining us again to help kick off your week. I'll be back again twice this week. Twice, that's right. Tomorrow, I welcome back author Garth Jones for a brand new Pass the Amyl as we discuss the movie Sons of Steel. It is an insane movie, and I had a really good time watching it. I had a really good time discussing it. So that will be tomorrow. Then on Thursday, writer, documentarian, and old pal of mine, Charlie Hill-Smith, joins me to discuss his brand new comic, Crime Scene Australia. And that episode's brilliant. If you're interested in Australian history, our relationship with our neighbours and our past, and also you know, maybe you're a little bit interested in a sprinkling of my past, starting off in Adelaide at the Bolts Cafe comedy show that used to be there. This is going to be right up your alley. There's a lot going on, but it's really chunky. It's got lots of textures. You'll have a really good time listening to it. Melbourne friends, remember I will be appearing at the Melbourne Comedy Festival for two shows only on April 16. It will be a live Big Squid recording with Celia Pakwola and Josh Earl, and then on the 17th, a one-off performance of Little Victories at the Melbourne Town Hall. Head to justinhamilton.com.au/gigs for more info. And as a loyal Big Squid listener, use the promo code PODCAST to save yourself some coin on your ticket purchase. Thank you for stopping by for our latest Chitter Chatter episode. I look forward to spending more time with you again soon. Until then.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.